Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Beis, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots, Hoya Batal Menasela. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shalema for Yeruchim Ben Min. So the Mishnah on daf Lamed Amid Beis said that a person that returns somebody else's Aveda is allowed to charge the Baal Aveda for his tircha and for any bitul melacha that he incurred as a result of the fact that he was doing this yid, this taif. Stating that, the Mishnah said, Hayu batul misela, let's say the person who's returning the Aveda, who was now forced to not do the work that he would ordinarily do, ended up losing a sela, he shouldn't tell the Baal Aveda tain li sela, that's unfair. Ella, rather, noisim le schari kapoil. What he should do is, he should tell him that I want you to pay me like a poil. The Mishnah then continued, and the Mishnah said that in the event that there was a Bezdin present, when this person decided that he was going to return the Aveda, masna bifnei Bezdin, he has a right to go over to Bezdin and say, listen, I'm willing to return the Aveda, understand it comes at an expense. For me, the expense is a sela, that's the number that the Mishnah uses. I'm willing to return the Aveda, but only if I get a sela in return. Bezdin has the authority to tell this person, perfect, return the Aveda, and we're going to make sure you get the Sela. Meaning, if the Meshiv wants to, on his own, demand a Sela from the Baal Aveda, that's not something he can do. However, if there's a Bezdin there, he can make this Tanai in the presence of Bezdin and then get what he wants. In Enchon Bezdin, Bifnei Miyasa. Let's say he doesn't have a Bezdin to make this Tanai in front of Shaloi Kaidim. In that instance, he doesn't have an obligation to return the Aveda. So the bottom line is, if you find an Aveda, you want to return it. There's a mitzvah, but it's going to come at some cost. So the halacha is that you can charge the Baal Aveda without ever having made any agreement with him, but not your full loss. Rather, you can get scharei kapoil, which the Gemara is going to explain. If there's a Bezdin there, you can make a Tanai Bifnei Bezdin and tell the Bezdin, I'll return it only if I get my full dollar amount. If there's no Bezdin, then you can't get your full dollar amount. However, the Mishnah says you do have the option to say that I'm simply not going to return the Aveda. In fact, this was one of the 3 examples that the Brais on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph brought as something that we learn out from the word v'hisalamta. There's an idea that although there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, pomim sha'ata mesalem, and this was one of the examples. Either way, we have a little bit of explaining to do in terms of what precisely this end of the Mishnah means. So again, hoya batal menasela lo yoimar lo yitain li sela ela noisein lo yischaroi kepoil. Now Rashi in the Mishnah already said that the reason this person can't demand full payment is actually for an interesting reason. It's because this person, although ordinarily would get a sela if he put in a day's work, but now he's not putting in a day's work because he's being mevato mi malachtoi to go now and return the Aveda. And being that he's not putting in a full day's work, memela, he shouldn't really be entitled to the sela. To put it in different words, a person who has a job that makes a sela, if someone came over to him and told him, what would you need to get in exchange for taking a day off? This is probably a dollar amount that he would be willing to take. So just to put numbers, let's say a person makes $100 a day. Okay, that's what he does. It's his job. It could be if you offered him $20, he would say, you know what, I'm not going to go to work today. And even though he's losing $80, but at the same time, he's getting a day off. So there is some value that a person has by not having to work. A person is willing to take less than what he usually earns by not having to work. And as a result, it's pashut then that this person who's not working shouldn't be entitled to the sela. Because even if there were no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, it could be for a certain dollar amount, this person would be willing not to go to work. So it's pashut that he shouldn't get the dollar amount. What he should get is schari kapoil. But still, the Gemara does a little bit of work. Tani, we learned to the Braisa, noisen loy schari kapoil bottle. What we give him is his schar, like a poil bottle, which the Gemara initially thinks means what we just said. Meaning, we ask this person, if you didn't have to go to work today, would you be willing to settle for less than what you usually earn? If he says, yes, I usually make $100. Today, I'm willing to not go to work. Give me $20. So the Gemara thinks that is what this Baal Aveda would have to give him. Meaning, he doesn't have to give him the $100 because he didn't work. But at the same time, he gives him what a person like this would be willing to take for not having to go to work. But the Gemara says, "My kepayu batal." Now the words are a little bit cryptic, but the way Rashi explains it, that why should this person get kepayu batal? At the end of the day, he is doing some work. Meaning, a person that makes $100 might say, "I'm willing to not go to work today for $20." This person, however, is doing work. What work is he doing? He's returning the Aveda. That then is some work, and as a result, although for a full day off, yeah, for $20, but if you're making me go to work, I'm going to demand more than $20. Now, this work is not the regular work that this person does. As a result, he's willing to give the hometown discount, but at the same time, you can't say kepoil bottle because he's not a poil bottle. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, you're right, it's kepoil bottle, shaloysa malacha the bottle, mina. Enochanami, we don't make a cheshbon of how much would you be willing to take to not have to go to work because he is working right now. How much would you be willing to take not to do your job and instead get in your car, drive, and return the Aveda, which I guess is nowhere near as intense as what this person usually does? What's that dollar amount? I don't know. So if this person usually made $100, to not work at all, he would take $20. It could be to do a little bit of work, he would say $50. The point is, whatever that number is, that's how much person the Baal Aveda has to give to the Meishim. Either way, the Mishnah said, Yesham Bezdin Masav Bifnei. If there's a Bezdin, then this person has a right to tell Bezdin, listen, I'm willing to turn the Aveda, but only if I get my full seller. Says the Gemara, Isser Rav Safra, Ovid Iskabad the Adadi. Isser and the great Rav Safra, they went into business together. Also, Rav Safra went, Polig Lebeloi Daite de Isser, meaning they went into business, they made a profit, and Rav Safra went that he divided the profits. And he did so without first consulting with Isser. So this is one shutif who took the initiative to make a yachloiku in the profits that they made from their geschäft without notifying the other partner. Says the Gemara, now, when he did this, he did it ba'api beitre. He did it in front of two people. Meaning, he didn't just do it by himself in his office behind the locked door. He definitely understood that what he's doing could be questionable, and maybe his partner is at some point going to question it. So he did it in the presence of two people. Also, the Kami, the Rabbi Baravuno. Either way, Isser started questioning what Rav Safra did. So he goes to Rabbi Baravuno. Amaleis, Rav Huna told Rav Safra, I see Tlosa the Palgas Kamai. The only way your chaluk is going to work is if you can bring three people that can tell you that they saw you do it. Now, that's not what Rav Safra did. He did it in front of two people. But Rabbi Rav Huna told him that what you did was not okay. If you have three people, it's going to be okay. Inami, or he told him, Trei Migav Tlosa. Or you don't have to bring all three people. But if you bring two of the three people that were there, and they could be Meid Zakrashi, that there was a third person, then it's going to be okay. Inami, or you don't need two of the three people that were there. But you could bring Trei Sahadi, the Palgas, Vapi Pei Tlosa. It could be two independent people that will say that you did this in front of three people. Either way, Rabbi Rav Huna told Rav Safra that the only way you could take the initiative and do this is if you do it in front of three people. You did it in front of two, close, aber lamaisa, you missed out, and as a result, it's not going to be okay. Amaleis, Rav Safra told Rabbi Rav Huna, bin alocha, how do you know this? Amaleis de Tanan, he said, I know, it's a Mefurisha Mishnah. Which Mishnah? So he gave a Vilda Tzushtel, our Mishnah, Neila Metzias. The Mishnah says, Em yeshon bezdin, masna bifneim. If there's a bezdin, you could be masna bifneim. Ain't shon bezdin, bifneim miyasna shalai koydim. But if there's no bezdin in front of whom you can make this tonight, then you can't demand the seller. Meaning, if you want to demand money from somebody, you want to schlep money out of somebody else, the only time you can do it without the other person's das is if you have a bezdin that signs off on what it is you want to do. Just like in the Mishnah, if you want to get the full seller for returning the Aveda, you would have to make the tonight in front of a bezdin. So too, if you want to make a chalukah with this iska, you would have to do some in front of a bezdin. So Rabbi Rav Huna told this to Rav Safra. Now, he was dealing with Rav Safra, who was a great amir. Amaleis, Rav Safra told him, me dummy. I think there's a chiluk between the Mishnah Neilu Metzias and what I did with my shotev. Hasnam over there, the mapik mamoina mihai, umoisav lahai be'inam bezdin. Maybe the only reason you need a bezdin in the Mishnah Neilu Metzias is because the Meshav Aveda wants to take money out of someone, money that doesn't belong to him. So if you want to be moitzi mamin, maybe the only time you could do that, meaning he's being moitzi mamin by saying, I'm demanding you give me a seller because that's what I didn't earn because I returned your aveda, for that you would need a bezin. Avalhoch, over here, didei shakli. Over here, really, Rav Safra was a shotef. Meaning, he's not pulling money that has no shaykhis to him. Really, he's a balabas here. He's a partner. Narvas. The question is exactly how you make the chalukah. Nu, gilu milsa ba'almahu. All that is a gilu milsa, that this money belongs to me, that money belongs to you, and betray sagile, it could be for that, two is going to be enough. So if you want to take money that you have no shaykhis to, maybe for that you need three, and that's our mission in Neilu Metzias. But Rav Safra is taking money that really has a shaykhis to, and could be two would be enough. That's what Rav Safra hold, and that's what he told Rabbi Bar Avuna. I don't think you have a kasha on what I did from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Teda, he went weiter and he said, I'll prove to you that I'm right. The Tran from a Mishnah, Mesachtes Ksubis, Almada Meicheres, Shaloi Bifnei Bez, and the context over there is, an Almana is Nizoinis Minechse Yesoim. So a man that dies, he leaves over an almana. One of the Tanai Ksuba is that although the almana doesn't yarshin her husband, the children do, but at the same time, they have an obligation to support the almana. So the Mishnah over here says that the almana has a right to take the nechasim that the Yusoimim yarshin, sell it so that she should get her mezainis, and she could do it even Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. She could do it Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. I thought there's a Mishnah in Neilu Metzias that says you can only do it Bifnei Bezdin. Oh, must be that when you're taking money from someone that you be'etzim don't have a schus in, that's when you have to do it in front of Bezdin. But being that the Almana really has a schus here, she's just took the initiative and she executed the mechira, she could do it Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. Incidentally, Rashi says that you would have to have two Edim, like Rav Safra did it in front of two Edim. But Rav Safra said that you see, you don't need a Bezdin, all you need is Edim. Amalei Abaye, but Abaye told him, no, don't bring me a raya from that Mishnah, because Falat mi yitmar Allah, Amar Rav Yosef Bar Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Don't you know that Rav Yosef Bar Yumi said in the name of the great Rav Nachman, Amana in a tzricha Bezdin shel mumchen? That when the Mishnah says, Amana mecher Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, what it means is you don't need a Bezdin of mumchen. You don't need like an important Bezdin, a Bezdin of three chosh. You do need three Jews. That you do need. And being that you do need Al Kaponim a Bezdin, so you're bringing me a raya from a Mishnah that you don't need Bezdin when it's a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. But the Mishnah really holds you do need a Bezdin. All the Mishnah means is that you don't need a Bezdin Shal Mumchin. As a result, you have no raya. Regardless, we return to our regular program. More halachos related to the laws of Hashavas Avedas. Zok the Mishnah. Matzah b'refes. If somebody sees an animal in a refes. So a refes is a barn or a place where animals tend to usually be. In Chayavah. We don't assume that it's lost. It's at home. And as a result, there's no chiyav hashavas avedah. Rishus harabim. If somebody sees an animal in a rishus harabim chayavah, you do have an obligation to return it. We assume it's lost. Vim hoysa beveis hakfaras. Let's say you're a kohen. And you see an animal in a beis hakfaras. Lo yitamala. Don't go into the beis hakfaras to be mitama. Although there's a mitzvah of hashavas avedah, don't do it. Why not? So the Brayson Daf Lamed Amud Aleph said, "V'hisalamta pomim shatim esalim." This is one of the examples. Koyim beveis akvaris. But if you remember, the Gemara said that really we didn't even need the pasuk v'hisalamta to know this halacha. And the reason is because hashavas aveda is an asay, and for a koyim to be metama to a mace is a loisa sevasay ve'in asay doicha loisa sevasay. Meaning, the only reason the Gemara even brought the drush of v'hisalamta to teach me this halacha was because once we have the drush of v'hisalamta, so nu it's tak included in v'hisalamta. But really, without the salamta, I would have known this. Im amalei avavitame. What happens if a person's father told him, go be mitama? Oy, sha'amalei al tachser. Or a person's father told him that I know you see this aveda, I don't want you to return it. Lo yishmalei, you shouldn't listen to it. So, the Mishnah makes a little pivot here. This is a father who told his son, I want you to go into a Beis HaKfaris, he must have been a Kayan, and be Metama. Or, probably, because it's in our mission here in Neilu Metzias, he told him, I want you to go into the Beis HaKfaris, take the Aveda, and return it. Where really, he's not supposed to. Or, more simple, a father told his son, that I know you want to be Mekayan the Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda with this lost item, Al Tachser. So, the Mishnah, don't listen to him. The Gemara is going to explain. Parak Vita'an, Afilu Arba V'chamisha Pamimcha. So, we're jumping now from the laws of Hashavas Aveda to the laws of Prika and Te'ina. So, one of the themes here of the end of Elo Metzias are the laws of Prika V'Te'ina. We saw a lot about it in yesterday's that. Either way, says the Mishnah, that we know there's a Mitzvah of Prika. We know there's a mitzvah of Tina. The mitzvah of Prika and the mitzvah of Tina, afilu arba v'chamisha upon it. Now, what's the mitzvah of Prika? Let's just chazer this, because it's going to be prominently featured throughout the course of the daf. It says in the Torah, ki sirach hamor Soinacha roivets tachas masoi. If you're going to see your enemy's donkey lying underneath a load, v'chadalto me azoiv loy, azoiv tazavima. You're going to be inclined to maybe not want to help him, but it's a mistake. Azoiv tazavima, you should help your enemy take the load off its donkey and remove the load. It's a mitzvah's esedei raisa of azoiv tazavima. There's another pasuk that says, you should not see your brother's chamor or shor that falls and turn a blind eye. Rather, you should help lift up the animal and you should help take the load that's on the side of the animal and place it on top of the animal. The first pasuk is what we know as prika, removing the load, and the second pasuk is what we know as ti'ina, putting the load back. Either way, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That let's say somebody did prika, and then the guy went and he put it back on, and then he did prika, he put it on again. Afilu abav v'chamisha pavim chayiv yichayiv, even if this repeats itself 4 or 5 times. We saw in yesterday's daf yichayiv, even if it repeats itself 100 times. And what's the makar? So the Mishnah says, it says azoiv tazoiv. Pasha, you would be inclined to learn that it's the double lashon, but we saw already in yesterday's daf that that's not true. It's learned that from the word azoiv. Azoiv in and of itself teaches me afilu abav. Either way, halach v'yashav loy. What happens if somebody has a chamar and it has this heavy load and the chamar is sitting underneath its load and you see it, you pull over to the side and you say, okay, let me help you. So the Baal HaBos says, you know something? Thank you for helping me. I appreciate it. I actually wanted to take a little bit of a break. So this guy goes to the side and it's melachta nasas al yedei acherim. He's very excited that you're willing to change his flat tire, right? You're doing it for him. So the Mishnah says that if the guy who owns the chamar leaves and he sits to the side, the Amar, and he says, "Nu hayo v'alecha mitzvah. I know it's a mitzvah. Ritzayim chalif right perik potter. You're potter." Shenemar, it says, "Azayv tazayv imoy." And the dogush, the emphasis is on the word imoy, only together with him. So if he's going to help you, then you have a mitzvah to do it. But if he walks away and he's not going to help you, then you're not going to have a mitzvah. What happens if the person was old or he wasn't well, so he couldn't help? Then chayiv. Then already you're going to be chayiv. Because then already, although it's not imoy, but being that this person physically can't do it, so then you're going to be obligated. Meaning, although it says imoy, imoy is only to the extent that the person can do it. But to the extent that the person can't do it, then there's no criteria of imoy. Mitzvah minatayra lifreik. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to do prika, but not ti'ina. The Gemara is going to say, come again? I thought it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, azoiv tazavimai, which means prika, and it says, hakem takimimai, which means ti'ina. So what do these words even mean? Reb Shimon, I mean Reb Shimon's chalik, and he says, af litain, there's also a mitzvah to do ti'ina. Reb Yosi Aglili, I mean Reb Yosi Aglili says, amhoye olav yeser amasoi, ein zakaklai. In the event that the load that was on top of this donkey was a very heavy load, meaning it was carrying something that naturally it should not have been able to carry. Meaning, it's not punk, the chamar fell. But this is a chamar that usually is able to carry 50 pounds, and now all of a sudden there's 100 pounds on it. So in that instance, there's no chiyuv. Shenemar, it says, tachas masoi, and we learn from the words tachas masoi, that it has to be masoi sheyochel lamed bay. It has to be a masa that this person ordinarily is able to carry, not this person, this chamar is ordinarily able to carry, but if it's something that ordinarily the chamar is not able to carry, in that instance, you're not going to have the halacha. Either way, there's a lot to unpack. So the first line of the Mishnah was, matzah berefes ein chayiv ba. Bishus harabim chayiv ba. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, refes shamru enoi masav enoi mishameris. This refes that the Mishnah says that if you find an animal in the refes, you don't have a chayiv to return it. It's talking about where it's a refes that's not masa. So what does masa mean? It's not a refes that's going to cause the animal to be toya. It's going to cause the animal to get lost. So what would be an example of a refes that would cause an animal to get lost? So an example would be, maybe it's very, very hot. And because it's so hot, the animal's going to start schwitzing, it's going to get nervous, it's going to become a wilde chaya, and it's going to want to barge out. So this refes is not masa, but it's also ena mishameris. It also has to be where it wasn't protected. And Rav explained, ena masa, I'll tell you how I know it's masa. Midiktoni ena chayaba. It says, because there's no chiva shavas aveda. If this refes is a refes that's masa, then there would be a chiyuv shavas aveda. And the reason is because even though right now the picture looks good, it's sitting in a barn, but at the same time, it's very likely to barge out at some point. So that although right now it's not an Aveda, but ultimately it's going to be an Aveda, and therefore there would be a Chiyuv HaShavas Aveda. So if the Mishnah says no Chiyuv HaShavas Aveda, it means that this Refes is not Masa. Additionally, it's also Ein HaMishnah Meres. It can't be a perfectly secure Refes, because Mid Yitzrach L'Missi Ein HaChayibah. From the fact that the Mishnah even needs to tell me this Halacha, these are Gedayit HaMishnah Meres, because if you're going to tell me that it's Mishnah Meres, I'll ask you a simple question. If you would find this animal outside and you knew exactly who it belonged to and you would want to return it and you would return it to the person's refes, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah, right? We saw that in yesterday's daf. Even without das bailum, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. You could put it into a gina and a churva mishtameris and you mekayim your mitzvah. So madach, if I found it lost and I put it into the refes, I'd fulfill my mitzvah. If that's the case, mashkech lo migavoy mibayle. So is it a chiddush that if you see the animal already in the refes that you don't have a chiyuv to return it? Obviously not. Elish mamina must be ein mishamerish mamina. Meaning it's posh. It says Rava that this animal was on the one hand an animal that was a masa, and on the other hand it was also in a matzav of ein mishamerish. If it was masa, there would be a chiyuv hashava, and if it was mishamerish, it would be posh that there's no chiyuv hashava. From the fact that there's no chiyuv hashava and it's a chiddush that there's no chiyuv hashava, says Rava shmamina two things. Number one, ein masa, and number two, ein mishamerish. Matna berefes ein oichayv. I'm Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said, "Hushamedas toich l'tchom." The only time if you find it in a refes, you don't have an obligation to return it. Again, we're talking about a refes that's Eina Mishameres. Right, just to be clear, what does it mean it's Eina Mishameres? It means it can get out. Right, just define the words Eina Mishameres. It's not secure, it can get out. So the only time it's true that if you find it in a refes, that's Eina Mishameres. The halach is you don't have a chiyuv hashava. That's only if this refes was out, that this halach that you're not chayiv is if it's outside of the tchum. Meaning, if it's in the tchum for sure. But even if it's outside the tchum, Michlal, says the Gemara, you see from here, the Bershus HaRabim, that when we say Bershus HaRabim, you're chayiv. If you see an animal in Bershus HaRabim, you have to return it. Even if it was inside the tchum. Again, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Fushay Medes Toich L'tchum. This halacha, Matzah Refes, Ein Chayiv, is talking about Dafka if it was inside the tchum. If it was outside the tchum, then you are going to be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, if that's true, that the Mishnah is talking about where it was Toich L'tchum, must be Rishus HaRabim, that you're Chayiv, even if it's in the tchum. Which is a little bit of a chiddush, because you would think it's in the tchum, why should it be Chayiv? Isni Chayiv. You could imagine, let's say, for some head, the opposite gears of Rishus HaRabim Chayiv, that if you find an animal in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Mishnah says Yechayv. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Ushemedas lotz l'tchum." The only time Yechayv Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is if it's outside the tchum. Meaning, if it's inside the tchum, you'd be pot. If that's the case, Mechal the Berefes, as it relates to the Refes, Afilo Medas chutz l'tchum, Nami and Yechayv. Even if it was outside the tchum, still you're not going to be Yechayv. So, depending on whether this line that Rabbi Yitzchak said related to the tchum was on the Reisha or on the Seifa, it has a very big nafkamina lehalacha. Going back to the Mishnah. Im hoysna be beis hakfaris, the Mishnah said, lo yitamala. Okay, what happens if you're a kohen? You see an aveda in the beis hakfaris, and your father tells you, go return it. Or, what happens if you see an aveda, you want to return it, and your father tells you, don't return it. Says the Mishnah, don't listen to your father. Now, it's a halacha that we all know, but it's also a little bit of a chiddush. And the reason is, kabides avicha vasimecha, ish imay v'aviv tiro. And based on that, what do you mean? Your father told you to go to the Beis HaKfaris. So what? You're a Kohen. Your father said, don't return the Aveda. Who cares? It says in the Torah, Hashavas Aveda. Make it tasty. It's so poshut. They're not supposed to listen to your father. So the Gemara now is going to bring a very well-known brisa. Tanu Rabbanu minayin shem amalei aviv itam. How do you know that if your father tells you, you the Kohen, to go be metam, ish amalei al tachzor, your father told you, don't return an Aveda, shlo yishmol yishon, and listen to him. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, ish imay v'aviv tiro, v'eshapsoy say tishmoyru, ani Hashem elu keichem. And we learn from there, kulchem chayovim b'chvoydi. So the way Chazal darshaned this pasuk was, ish imay v'aviv tiro, you have an obligation to honor your parents, fear your parents. V'eshapsoy say tishmoyru, you also have an obligation to keep Shabbos. What happens if your obligation to honor your parents come in conflict with your obligation to keep Shabbos? Meaning your father told you to be mechal Shabbos. What should you do? So the pasuk fears always, ani Hashem Elokeichem, that you should honor me. Meaning, honoring your parents is honoring them. Keeping Shabbos is honoring me. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I trump. I come on top of you. Kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi, meaning, with a little bit more beer. You have an obligation to honor me. Your parents also have an obligation to honor me. And as a result, it's pashut. That's what you're supposed to do. But the Gemara says, let me ask you a question. It sounds like the only reason the halach is that if your father tells you not to do a mitzvah, you don't listen to your father because we have a passing in the Torah. I would have thought you should listen to your father. To go and listen to your father is a mitzvah. And what? Be metama for a koyin is a loisa se vase. And a shavas aveda, not returning the aveda, is also a loisa se vase. You have the mitzvah of hashev, and you have the loisa se of loisucha lezalim. So what's going on over here? Why do I need a pasuk that you shouldn't listen to your father? It's pashit. What happened to the rule of Ein Asei Doicha Lois Asei Vasei? So the Gemara says, it's Rechim Nid. It's all good. I would have thought, I would have thought that being that Kibir of Aim is Iskash to Kavoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning our obligation to honor our parents has a Sheiches to our obligation to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know that? Shenem Rakan, it says, Kabed Asevich HaVasimech. But never Lahalon, and it says, a Pasig in Mishle, Kabed Es Hashem Mehoincha. The same word, Kabed. So I would have thought that maybe kibud av eim is not just a regular mitzvah. Maybe you should listen to your parents. That's why I need a pasuk to know that really you should not listen to your parents. Either way, before we go weiter, just hit the pause button for 1 second. And that is a very interesting halachic discussion that in the Rishonim right here in our Gemara, tucked away, certainly, above Metziah, Daflam, and Bezam, and Aleph, the very end of Elo Metziah, that's postured very, very much Nogeya, understanding the laws of Kibud Av Eim. That is, if you take a look at the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Ritva, they all ask the same kasha. And that is, a person is walking on the street, he sees an Aveda. It's an Aveda where the halach is, Ve'elu Chayiv Lahachris. It's a Simen, the Bailam wasn't Miyayish, he wants to return it. He wants to do a mitzvah. Your father's with you, and your father says, "Al tachzor lo, don't do it." You would have thought you should listen to your father, although in asay doicha loisa say vasay, but kabed es avicha vasimecha is iskish to kabed es Hashem mehoincha. Kamash malon ish imay v'aviv tiro v'shapsoisa tishmaru ani Hashem alekeichem kuchen chayavim bechvoidi. Fregin al rishonim ki ish echad belev echad. The chi of kibud av eim is to honor your father. Honor your father means give him kavod. Honor your father means do something for him that he's going to get hana. What hana, asked the Rishonim, will your father get by you not returning this aveda? How exactly is that honoring him? Now, I guess you can argue that simply listening to him is honoring him. But at the same time, the Rishonim understood for a davar pashut that the only time there's a chi of kibud av eim is if the thing that you're doing for your father is something that be'etzim is either giving him kavod or be'etzim giving him ana. The fact that he gets a kick out of the fact that his kid is listening to him despite the fact that he has absolutely no vested interest in this, that's not enough of a reason, Zogin the Rishonim. And if that's the case, all the Rishonim ask this kasha, that I don't understand Pashim Shah. Why would there be a chi of kibud av eim? Forget about asay, lois asay v'asay. Why is this a situation of kibud av eim? If your father says jump, you have to jump, mechatesi. If your father says jump and he's going to get covered by you jumping, or he's going to get hana by you jumping, so then there's a mitzvah. But simply, al tachzor lo, don't return the aveda. Where's your father getting hana by you not returning this aveda? And the Rishonim all say, in the name of a Tosfos, that Tosfos says you have to say that what's going on over here is, this person saw the aveda and he wanted to return the aveda. And your father told you, you know what? I don't want you to return the aveda. Instead, I want you to make me a cup of coffee. I want you to do something for me. So the father telling the person al tachzor lo really was going to be machmas eza hana that he was going to get, because at the end of the day, the father was going to benefit from it. So being that the father's going to benefit from it, so therefore there's a shayla of kibud av eim and kamash malon the sugya that we have. Now this Tosfos that the Rishonim quote is a mefurish Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. It's a top Tosfos on the Amud where Tosfos asks this kasha and Tosfos says this teres. The bottom line is all the Rishonim then done for a davar pashet that the only time there's a chi of kibud av eim is to the extent that the father gets covered from what you're doing, or he gets hana from what you're doing. But simply because of the fact that your father told you to do something, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have an obligation to listen. It's just interesting. One of the Rishonim that say this is the Rashba. He says it right here in our sugya. And he also says in Masechtas Yevamos Daf Vav. In Masechtas Yevamos Daf Vav, the Rashba is a little bit wordy. And the Rashba over there says as follows, quote, Lefi, she'ein ikur kvoidoi, ela b'mash she'yesh loy bay hana. The ikur kovid of kibbut of aim is when the father gets hana. Ukidamina b'kidushin, ezeu kovid, machiloi, mashkeu, umalbishoi, umaniloi, aval omaloi lasis dover, she'ein loy bay hana shal klon. But if your father tells you to do something from which he gets no hana, ein zeh kovid she'nitztava olav. That's not the kovid that the Torah commanded one to give his father. The kovid kazeh, ein bay asay shal Torah she'yitche, afilu lav grade. This is what the Rashba says. The Goyin, it's the last Pir Agro in Hilchas Kibbut of Eim Yerideh Simen Reish Mem. He brings this Rashba. And the Gro says that, I think, in the Rashba, it's Mashma, that the Rashba didn't hold this Yisoid as sharp as the other Rishonim did. Meaning, from all the Rishonim, it sounds like there's no Chi of Kibbut of Eim unless the father's getting covet or Hana be'etzim from what it is you're doing. The Rashba's Loshin is, Lefi she'ein ikr covet. But says the Goyin, it sounds like really there is a inyan of kibbut of aim. It's not something that you could be mezalzel in. However, it's not the ikur mitzvah of kibbut of aim. It wouldn't have the ability to be doich anything. But either way, just a very interesting discussion. Mamish, the basic laws of understanding, keep it over in, that's tucked away right here in Bava Metzia. Either way, the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah, talked about the laws of Prika and Teina. And the Mishnah said, Mitzvah min HaTorah Lifroik, Avaloi Litoi, and Reb Shimon says, no, Af Litoi. There's not only a mitzvah to do Prika, there's also a mitzvah to do Teina. Says the Gemara, my Avaloi Litoi. What did the Mishnah mean when it says that there's no mitzvah to do Teina? Ilei ma Avaloi Litoi Klal doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah to Teina at all. How could you say that? Mishnah Prika, why is there a mitzvah to do Prika? Dechsev Azev Tazev Imoi. Teina Nami Yoksev Hakim Takim Imoi. It's the same pasuk in the Torah. Not the same pasuk, but it's equally as a pasuk. And as a result, says the Gemara, how could you tell me there's no mitzvah tina? Elo, mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrik b'chinam. The way you read the Mishnah is as follows. There's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to do prika even b'chinam. V'loy litoim b'chinam elo b'schar. But tina not. Reb Shimon says, aflitoim b'chinam. You should even do tina b'chinam. So what does the Mishnah mean? About there's a mitzvah to do prika, there's a mitzvah to do tina. But there's a difference. Prika, you can't charge for. Tina, like Ashava Saveda, you could charge for. Reb Shimon holds that prika is also a mitzvah, meaning prika is also a mitzvah and can't charge for. Zokti Gemara, tanin elada tana rabbanon. It's really a mefurish b'raisa. Prika b'chinam, tina b'schar. Prika you do for free, tina you can charge for. Reb Shimon says, zuvazu b'chinam. No, both of them b'chinam. Zokti maita maidu rabbanon. What's shot in the rabbanon? Meaning, why did Rabbanon hold that prika for free, ti'ina you can charge? These are good ideas, Rabbanon, because if you're going to tell me that even ti'ina is bechinam, so lichtei v'rachmana ti'ina v'loi b'ay prika. So we saw this already in yesterday's act. Then the Torah could have just said ti'ina, and the Torah did not have to mention the mitzvah of prika. Meaning, the Rabbanon were bothered, why did the Torah even have to say prika? Just say ti'ina. What do you mean? V'ano amina, I would make the following cheshvin. Mat ti'ina the less but tsar balichayim. Madach ti'ina where there's no tsar balichayim. Right? The animal is not bitzar. The load is on the side of the animal. V'lekha chisar and kiss. And it's not like you have this load that's damaging the animal. Chayiv still yechayiv. Prika. The ispa tsar balichayim. Prika which has tsar balichayim. Right now the animal is tachas masot. V'chisar and kiss. And this chisar and kiss like kolshkein. Elo lamay hilchis lakos v'rachmona. So why did the Torah mention the mitzvah prika? If I know ti'ina, I know prika. Must be. It's coming to teach me prika b'chinam tina b'schar. It's coming to teach me a chiddush and prika I would never know from ti'ina. What is that? Prika's b'chinam. Oh, must be tina's b'schar and prika's b'chinam. Because if ti'ina's also b'chinam, so then I would know prika from ti'ina. Must be there's a difference. The difference is tina's b'schar. Thus, if I would be learning prika from ti'ina, it's true, I would know the mitzvah prika, but daya love him and I didn't lias kenadon, and I would think that it has to be dafka bischar, kamash malon, the mitzvah prika, to teach me that it's bechinam. Says the Gemara for Rav Shimon my time. So Rav Shimon, who holds that prika and ti'ina are both bechinam, so why did the Torah mention the mitzvah of prika? Why don't I learn a kal v'chomer from ti'ina? Says Rav Shimon, mishum delay mesai mikroi. It's true, once I know ti'ina, I know prika. But Rav Shimon felt I need two psukim, Azev Tazev and Hakim Takim, to know the two mitzvahs. Because it had only said one, whether it said Azev Tazev, or whether it said Hakim Takim, I would assume the mitzvah is talking about Prika and not Te'ina. Why Prika? For the aforementioned reasons. Number one, Sabra Lechayim, and number two, there's a Chasaran Kiss. So it's true, once I know Te'ina, Kal V'Chayim and Prika, but If it only said one, I wouldn't have known that it's referring to Te'ina. I would have thought it's Prika V'Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon responded to that, Reb Shimon, why are you telling me that if the Torah would have said Hakim Sakim, I wouldn't have chapped it means Te'ina. I would have thought a man Prika. Meaning, Reb Shimon, you're not sure which Pasik, Azev Taznoiv, Hakim Takim is referring to Prika, which one's talking to Te'ina? It's so obvious. Hachaksiv, Roivitz Tachas Masai. By the Pasik of Azev Taziv, it says that the animal is lying underneath its load. Obviously, we're talking about Prika. That's the mitzvah. Take it off the load. And Hasam Ksiv, Noiflin Baderech. Over there, it says Noiflin Baderech. And what does Noiflin mean? Noiflin means the Ramu Inu, the Tu'unayu Ba'urcha Mashma. Meaning, the Rabbanan are saying that even if you want to tell me there's some level of ambiguity in the words Azov Tazov versus Hakim Takim, but there's still a mashmois that the Azov Tazov Pasuk means Prika and the Hakim Takim Pasuk means Te'ina. You know why? Because the Lashon HaPasuk by Te'ina is Noiflin Baderech. That's the Pasuk. What's Noiflin Lashon Rabbim? It's a Shor. Or it's a chamar. So what's the noiflin? So the noiflin must be side the animal is sitting on the side of the road, and side the load is on the side of the road. So you see clearly that when it says hakim talking, it doesn't mean perika. Obviously, what it means is tina. But the Gemara says Rav Shimon is going to tell you noiflin baderech inu v'tunayu ilavayu mashma. Maybe it's true they're both on the side, but not your visual where the animal's here and then the load is there. Maybe the animal's on the ground and the load is on top of the animal. The bottom line is, Reb Shimon held that there's no hechrech minei bay from the psukim, which one's prika, which one's tika, te'ina, and therefore you needed two psukim simply to know the halacha. Amar Rava, Rava said. And this comment that Rava's going to make is going to baglite us until the end of the daf, into the beginning of tomorrow's daf. It's going to be the topic of today's raid. It's going to be the topic of some of tomorrow's raid. It's really one of the great sugis in Shas. Another Shas Katan element to Perik Elo Metzias. Either way, says Rava. From the Shita of the Chachamim and the Shita of Reb Shimon Nilmar, I think we can learn the following halach, and that is Tsar Bali Chaim de Iraisa. That Tsar Bali Chaim is the Iraisa. So we're all familiar with the term Tsar Bali Chaim, something we heard as young children. You can't be Metzayer, even an animal. A Bal Chai is something you have to be sensitive to. That Isser, not to be Mitzayr Bal Chai. Is that an Issa Deiraisa? Is that an Issa Rabban? So says Rava, from the aforementioned exchange, it's clear to me that Tsar Bali Chayim is Deiraisa. Where do you see it? So in the Rabbanan, you see it for sure. Why? Because the Rabbanan said that how do I know Prika's Bechina and Te'ina's Beschar? Because if Prika and Te'ina were both Bechina, let the Torah say Tina, and I would know Prika Mikal Bechaymer. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Madach Tina, where there's no Tsar, Kal V'Chaymer, Prika, when there's Tsar. Now, we're operating on a Deiraisa level, and you're talking to me about Tsar. Oh, must be Tsar Bel Chaim's Deiraisa. And Rava speaks out, V'afilu Reb Shimon Loi Kamar. And even Reb Shimon was Maida, really fundamentally, to the Kal V'Chaymer, the Chachamim. El Mishuv Goloi Mesai Mikroi. But he said that you don't have a Kal V'Chaymer, and the reason is because you don't know which Pasuk is Prika, which one is Tina. And if you had one, you would assume it's Prika. Avo Mesai Mikroi, but if you would know for sure which is which, Darshina Kal V'Chaymer. I mean, if you only had the Pasuk of Tina, and you knew for sure it was talking about Tina, you would know Kal V'Chaymer Prika. Mishum Mai, what's the Kal V'Chaymer? La Mishum Tsar Bali Chaim Darshina. I mean, as we saw in Amar Aleph, so you seem a flourish, that Tsar Bali Chaim must be Deiraisa, but the Gemara says no. Dilma Mishum Deinke Chasarin Kes. Maybe the real Kal V'Chaymer, even though on Amar Aleph, the Gemara mentioned Tsar, but maybe that's not the Iker point, but rather it's the Chesaron Kiss point. How so? V'hochi kamra. Ma Te'ina the less Chesaron Kiss. Chayiv. Ma Dechtina where there's no Chesaron Kiss. Right, there's no load that's weighing on an animal. There's an obligation. Prika this Chesaron Kiss like Kolshkin. So certainly Prika with its Chesaron Kiss. You should be Chayiv. Says the Gemara. Te'ina in Chesaron Kiss. Why are you assuming there's no Chesaron Kiss by Te'ina? Milo Yaskinon. Maybe this person was on his way to the shuk. He wanted to sell his schayra, and now all of a sudden he's stuck on the side of the road. So by you not helping him with Tina, there is a chesaron kiss. Inami asaganavi v'shakli. I mean, this is old school where there was no law and order. So if this person's on the side of the road, how do you know someone's not going to drive by and steal everything? Meaning, at the end of the day, there's a very good possibility that he's going to go and take kol mad ikavadei, everything that this person has. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that I understand where Rava was coming from, because Rava said that from the fact that the Gemara is handling a Kal V'Chaymer Prinkin from Tina must be Tzar B'Lechem Deres, says the Gemara, maybe that wasn't really the Kal V'Chaymer, maybe the Kal V'Chaymer was Chsar and Kis, but the Gemara says no, because really there is Chsar and Kis maybe by Tina as well. And if that's the case, it's Mestaber then, and that's what Rava meant when he said Tzar B'Lechem Deres. Either way, Rava proved from the discussion between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim that Tzar B'Lechem is Deres, from the fact that the Tanoim felt that if I would know Tiina, Kal V'Chaymer Prika, must be Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. Because what's Kal V'Chaymer otherwise? Kal V'Chaymer is Madach Tiina with his no Tzar B'Lechem, Kal V'Chaymer Prika with this Tzar B'Lechem. I maybe the Kal V'Chaymer is Chsar and Kis. Tiina, there's no Chsar and Kis. Prika, there is Chsar and Kis. It's not true. Tiina, who said there's no Chsar and Kis? Maybe this guy's on his way to the Shuk. Why are you not worried about Ganavim? Either way, this was Rava's comment. Midivrei Shneim Nilmad Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. Says the Gemara, Teita, I'll prove to you that Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. I'll prove to you that Tzar B'Lechem is Deiraisa. The Ketani Sefer, because the Sefer, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yisak Lili, Rabbi Yisak Lili says, Mahoy Olav Yeser Amasoy Ein Zakukle. Rabbi Yisak Lili said a big chiddush, that if the load that's on top of the animal, that's on the side of the road, is a load that naturally this animal cannot have carried, you don't have a chiv of Ozir Tazit. Shenema Tachas Masoy, it's learned that from the word Masoy. Masoy Shiyochal Amoy Boy. Has to be a masa that's appropriate for this animal. But if it's not appropriate, then you're going to be potter. Now, who said this? Rabbi Yosi Aglivi said this. Michal the Tanakama Sava Zakaglo. It sounds like he's a Das Yochid. It sounds like the Tanakama, the Chachamim argue. My time, why the Chachamim argue? Rabbi Yosi Aglivi seems to have a good drosha. La Mishum, the Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. Probably because they hold drosha in drosha eh. Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. And you're Mechuyev Aziv Tazi because of the Tzar B'Lechem. Oh, Teda, this is a Raya Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. But the Mara says no. Dilma B'Tachas Masoi Pligi. Could be really Tzar B'Lechem is not Deiraisa. What then is the Machloikis? The Machloikis is how you darsh in the word tachas masoy. Rabbi Yosi, sub Rabbi Yosi, holds darshin in tachas masoy. Masoy shiachol amoy boy. Rabbanan tzavi loy darshin in tachas masoy. Meaning it could be pshat in the Rabbanan is not because although it says tachas masoy, but tzar b'lichaim is deiraisa. Pshat in the Rabbanan is they don't darshin tachas masoy. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds of this drasha tachas masoy. It has to be a masa that is yachol amoy boy. And the Rabbanan don't hold it as drasha that it has to be a masa shiachol amoy boy. Again, the shakl of attire in the Gemara is the Gemara thought that the Rabbanan agreed to the drasha of Yosi Aglili. Afal Pike, they hold Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. The Gemara's response is that no, the Rabbanon disagree with the Ikar Drosh of Yibei Saglili. Tosis, by the way, speaks out that what's the Nafgamina? And really, better, what does it mean? The Rabbanon agreed to the Drosh of Tachas Masai, but they hold Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. If Tzar B'Lechem is Deiraisa, then where's in Ageya the drush of Tachas Masoy? So Tais says it's Pashit. It's because Prika is Bechinam. Everybody holds Prika is Bechinam. The Shai Listina, everybody holds Prika is Bechinam. If your obligation over here is Mitzad, the Pasik of Oziv Tazoiv, because Masoy doesn't exclude you from a Chiv right now of Prika, so then you would have to do a Bechinam. If your Chiv is Al Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa, but really Tachas Masoy excludes you, so then you would have an obligation to do it based on Tzar B'Lechem, but you'd be able to charge. Either way, it says the Gemara Vaita, Tated Tzar B'Lechem Lav Deiraisa, I'll prove to you that Tzar B'Lechem is not Deiraisa. It's Tony Reisha, it's said in the ratio of the Mishnah, halach v'yashav loy. Let's say somebody pulls over to the side of the road because he sees this chamar that's lying tachas masoy, and then the balabas says, "You know something? Oh, thank you. I was hoping you would see me do this mitzvah. I'm going to the side." And he says, "Hoyvah lachem mitzvah lifrei bright potter. You're potter shenamar imot because you're only obligated to do it if the guy's going to help you. Now these all g'day tzar b'lechem deiraisa. If you're going to tell me tzar b'lechem deiraisa, mali isel lamar ba'day, mali ki lesel lamar ba'day." Look, right, what's the difference if the person is helping you, he's not helping you? You have a chiv al Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. Zok demar, loyim Tzar B'Lechem Deiraisa. Really, Tzar B'Lechem is Deiraisa. Mi sarvas pata pata legamri. You think when the Mishnah says you're pata legamri? No. Dilma pater bechinam. What we said earlier from Tosfos. Maybe pater means you just don't have to do it for free. Aba v'chayiv b'schar. You have to do it and you can charge the person. V'alchik kamer rachmana. This is the way you understand it. Ki isa l'mari ba'day. If the person's helping you, avat gabe bechinam, then you should do it for free. V'chilesa l'mari ba'day. If the person is not helping you, Ovid Gabe Beschar, you should do it for Schar, Ulo Oilon, Tsar Balechayim Deiraisa, but really Tsar Balechayim is Deiraisa. Either way, Tsar Balechayim Deiraisa, the Rabbanon, what we definitely took take away from the first half of Amin here is it's a Shiloh, take that this way, take that way, very much emanating from the laws of Prika and Teina. A little more Gemara. Simin Behemas Behemas. Oyev Soine Ravtson. Leima Messayele, says the Gemara. Behemas Ovid Kechavim. There's a chiv to do prika for the behem of a guy, just like there is a behem of a yid. Now says the Gemara, yeah, you're going to tell me that I understand why there's a chiv like for a behemas Yisrael. But if you're going to tell me that tsar balichayim is not deiraisa, then am I metapobok behemas Yisrael? Why is there a chiv to do it even for the behem of an evikachavim? Meaning, if tzar balichayim is deiraisa, so I don't care who owns the animal, I'm doing it for the animal. So I understand why you do it even for the behem of an akum. But if tzar balichayim is lav deiraisa, so why are you doing this? Why is the Torah commanding you to do it? Help your friend. Why should I be obligated to do it? The Gemara says, also mishum eva. The reason you have to do it is not midei raisa. It's mishum eva. If you're only going to pull over to the side of the road, if it's a yid, then it's not going to be okay. Right? Some of the biggest kiddush Hashems happen when a yid pulls over to help an Eino Yehudi that's on the side of the road. So it's mishum eva, said Chazal. That's why this is something you should do. And the Gemara says, hachi nami mistabr. It actually works better in the braisa if tzar b'lechaim is lav dei raisa and your whole chiv is mishum eva. Diktani, because it says, in the event that this animal had wine on it, yayin nesach, then you don't pull over to the side of the road. Meaning, if there was yayin aser in zakkah, then you're not supposed to do this. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi lav dei raisa. If you're going to tell me tzar b'lechaim is lav dei raisa, and why are you obligated to pull over to the side of the road? Mishum eva, mishum achi in zakkah. I understand why you don't do it. I eva. There won't be Eva, right? You could explain, listen, I'm a Jew, I'm sorry, I apologize. This is Yai Nesech, I can't get involved in this Indian. But if you're going to tell me it's Deiraisa, am I in Zokikla? So why are you not obligated to do it? Meaning, if Tzar B'lechaim is only Dirabbanon, and you're only doing it Mishum Eva, so if there's Yai Nosser, maybe there's no Eva. But if you're going to tell me Tzar B'lechaim is Deiraisa, then certainly you should be obligated to do it. So the Gemara says, Hachi Karma, this is the way you have to read the Braisa. So that line, imhoisa tu'una, doesn't mean if there was yayin nesach on the animal. But the way you read it is, ulehatina yayin asa in zakakla. You're not doing prika, you're doing te'ina. Not imhoisa tu'una yayin asar, but rather ulehatina yayin asar. In Zokikla, because when you're dealing with Tina, there's no Tzar Balichayim. If there's no Tzar Balichayim, all there is Eva. And like we said, by Yayin Osin, you're not worried about Eva. One last Toshma. Toshma. Behemas Oivet Kechavim Umasoy Yisrael. What happens if there's a behemah of an Oivet Kechavim and there's a load on that behemah that belongs to an Oivet Kechavim and the load belongs to a Yid? So it's not 100% of a yid, it's not 100% not of a yid. The behema belongs to an Oivet Kechavim, and the masa belongs to Yisrael. V'chadalta. V'chadalta means you can refrain, like v'hisalamta. V'chadalta. You don't have to be mekayim in the mitzvah of prika. Now, v'yam ritzah b'lichayim deiraisa, if you're going to tell me tzah b'lichayim deiraisa, amai v'chadalta ozif tazim yiboyle. What happened to the tzar? Meaning, what's the reason v'chadalta? Because the behemoth of an Oivet Kechavim. But who cares? Tzar b'lechaim deiraisa. The Gemara says, "Loim tzar b'lechaim deiraisa." Really, tzar b'lechaim deiraisa. And hasam b'ti'ina. Really, the pasuk's not referring to a story of prika. It's talking about a tina. Of tina, there's no tzar b'lechaim. All there is the Oivet Kechavim. The time of the brayso holds behemoth Oivet Kechavim. You don't have to worry about it. Even if the masa belongs to a yid. Look at the sefer. Behemas Yisrael. If the behemah belongs to a Yisrael and the masa belongs to an Oivet Kechavim, this is just the opposite. Here the behemah is a Yiddish behemah. It's the masa that's an Oivet Kechavim. Ozov tazov. It's ozov tazov. Now the ibet ino, if you're talking about the mitzvah of tina, which by the way, then why does it say ozov tazov? The Gemara is going to explain in a minute. But either way, if it's talking about the ino, amai ozov tazov, meaning why are you obligated to get involved if the masa belongs to an Oivet Kechavim? So the Gemara says, Mishum Tzar de Yisrael. It's because of the Tzar of the Bala Behema, who's the Yisrael, because the Behema belongs to Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Ihochi Oibazai, Afilu Reisha Nami. Then in the Reisha, you should also have a Chiev to do Tina, because the Masa belonged to the Yisrael for the Bal HaMasa. Meaning in the Sefer, it's for the Bala Behema that's the Yisrael, then in the Reisha, for the Bala Masa, that's also Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Reisha Bechamor Ovi Kechavim, Sefer Bechamor Yisrael. The Reisha is talking about with this guy, meaning the person that's on the side of the road right now, was an Ovi Kechavim. The Sefer, it's with the Chamor, not the Chamor. The chamor, right? Without the vav. the donkey driver. So this person was a Yisrael. So where the person on the side of the road is an Ovi Kechavim, then there's no obligation. Where is the Yisrael? There is an obligation. Meaning the case where the behema belonged to an Ovi Kechavim and the master was a Yisrael, we're assuming that the driver was an Ovi Kechavim. In the case where the behema belonged to a Yid and the master belonged to an Ovi Kechavim, we're assuming the driver was a Yid. Nora says, my poskis, how do you know? I mean, all the Braisa talks about is who owns the behemoth, who owns the master. It doesn't say anything about the driver. There's no mention of driver. So you're telling me the whole nafkamina, what's driving this halacha is the driver. So freak the Gemara, I understand, there's no mention of driver. So the Gemara says, no, stomach the milsa inich basach hamari azul. Usually, a person likes to follow, and he likes to be machamer, he likes to drive his own donkey. Meaning, being that the Reisha, the behemoth belonged to Nevi Kechavim, it's mistaber. It's mistaber, says the Gemara, that the Chamer was also Nevi Kechavim, therefore there's no Chivtino, and the Sefer with the behemoth belonged to a Yid. It's mistaber that the Chamer was a Yid, and therefore there is going to be a Yid. But we're not even talking about Prika. Don't tell me to the Sugi of Tzar Bali Chaim, the Reisha, the Rabbanon, because it's not what's going on here. That's not Prika, is a Tzushtel to Tzar Bali Chaim, but we're not talking about Prika. What we're talking about over here is Tino. But the Gemara says, how could you tell me that? V'havichadalta. Read the Braisa. The Braisa talks about the mitzvah of the Chadalta, the mitzvah of Ozev Tazev. These are words in the Prika vernacular, not in the Tina vernacular. So how could you tell me this Braisa is talking about Tina? Wrong words. Amale, you're right. You're right. 100%. 100%. Do you have to say the Braisa is talking about Prika? And you see from the Braisa, Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbana. Because if Behemoth Ovi Kechavim, you're not worried, then must be Tzar Bali Chaim Drabbanan. Does that mean Tzar Bali Chaim Drabbanan? No. Because Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it could be Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Amar who holds Tzar Bali Chaim, Lav Dei Raisa. Where do you find the Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Tzar Bali Chaim is Lav Dei Raisa? Our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that if the Masa was too heavy, so then no worries. Why? Must be because Tzar Bali Chaim is not the Raisa. Oh, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds Tzar Bali Chaim, Lav Dei Raisa, he is going to be the Tana of that Raisa Excel. Either way, we're learning the Sugya now of Tzar Bali Chaim Dei Raisa the Rabban. So just two Ha'aris. The first Ha'aris is, so there's a man Domer in Chas, for sure, that holds Tzar Bali Chaim Dei Raisa. Where in the Torah is there a mention of Tzar Bali Chaim? Meaning, we know that a Yid is obligated to love his fellow Jew. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You can't hate another Jew. Lo yisisna esachicha bilvavecha. And there's many esen and lavin that emanate and are derivatives from this general idea of v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha and lo yisisna esachicha bilvavecha. We're very, very controlled in terms of how we treat another person. But a bal chai, as in a chamor, a shar, an animal, what's the makar to Tzar Bali Chaim Deraisa? If Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan, there's not going to be a makar. But Tzar Bali Chaim Deraisa, there's a makar, right? So the question is, what is the makar to Tzar Bali Chaim Deraisa? So if you look in the Rishonim, it's clear that the Rishonim grappled with this, and it's for that reason there are many different suggestions. The Ritva, right here in our sugya, seems to say that if Tzar Bali Chaim is the Raisa, it must be it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Meaning, it's no Pasuk that says anything about Tzar Bali Chaim. Must be, there was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rashi, Masech the Shabbos, Taf Kuf Chaf Ches Amibes, that's one of the places in Shas where the Gemara talks about Tzar Bali Chaim, says, Tzar Bali Chaim, the Raisa, Shenemar, Ozoiv Tazoiv Imoi. The Ikaman, the Dorish, Taimed, the Kerov, Mishum Tzar Bali Chaim, the Elam, Metzias, Bav, Metzias, Daf, Lamed, Beis, Amibes, our Daf. Rashi says that if Tzar Bali Chaim is the Raisa, it learned from our sugya, from Ozev Tazev, and we're being Deirish Taim in the Kra, and we're saying the state in the mitzvah of Ozev Tazev is this idea of Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. The Shittu Mekubet says, right here in our Gemara, he brings from the Ravid, that the Ravid said, Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa is learned out from the Loi Saseh in the Torah, Loi Sachsoim Shar Badisha. So if your animal is threshing in the field, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on it. That's a very specific pointed laugh, but says the Ravid that Pasuk is from where Chazal understood that the Torah was sensitive to the pain of even a Baal Chai, and that's how you know Tzar Baal Chai Deiraisa. The Sefer Charedim, and this is in Perik Yudalid, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah HaTluyos BaVeshet. These are mitzvahs that are totally in the Veshet, literally the esophagus. Says the Sefer Charedim, I'm going to read one paragraph. Perik Vav De Brachas, Amrav Yudam Arav. Brachas taf mem amar aleph. Also la'odem shi'itim klub, koidem shi'itim maichel abahemtoi. It's also for a person to eat food before he feeds his animal. Shenema v'nasati esev besod chaluvem techo, v'hodar, and afterwards it says, v'yochalta v'savata. Says the charedim, what's the yisoid of this halacha? To have itzar balechayim. Because by you not feeding your animal right away, you're being mitzayir the animal. Now, if you have to be sensitive to Tzar Bali Chaim b'shev al taisa, not feeding it right away, certainly you have to be sensitive to Tzar Bali Chaim to not go ahead and be mitzayir. Ukidamrinu b'kama duchti Tzar Bali Chaim deiraisa have you apoiskim. Umaisa hoya b'deireinu, says the Charedim, was a story that happened in our generation. Sharav ha-mekubal ha-godol Rabbi Yitzchak Ashkenazi Zal. He once looked at a Talmud Chacham and he told him, I see that you have in your soul the Aveira of Tzar Bali Chaim. And this Talmud Chacham, he got very worried. And he started doing a cheshbon hanefesh. He found out that his wife wasn't feeding the chickens first thing in the morning. And they were the tarnagoylim that were menaker ba'ashpa. They had to run around the right Baba Kama fame to try to figure out a way to have food. So he said, listen, he tells his wife, wake up first thing in the morning and feed the chickens. After this person did this, this person didn't even know about it. He stuck up in front of Tariza, looked at him and he told him, he found out the bottom line, this is what happened. Says the Charedim, Venir. Says the Charedim, what's the source to this? She says, Anof, it's a branch, mi mitzvahs v'holachto bedrachov. Upirshu, Chazal say, mahu rachum, af ata rachum v'chulu. Meaning, there's a mitzvah of v'holachto bedrachov, a person's supposed to go in the ways of Hashem. And Chazal say, mahu rachum, af ata rachum. Upsiv bo yisbarach, and it says regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'rachamov al kol masov. So says the Charedim, I think the makar to this idea of Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa is learned out from the Halachta B'Drachov. You go in the ways of Hashem, and if Hashem is V'racham of Alkol Masov, Hashem has Rachmanis even on the Bali Chaim, so you too should have Rachmanis on the Bali Chaim. The bottom line is, the Ritva says, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Rashi and Shabbos Kuf Chof Ches on the day says it's learned out from the Parasha of Ozev Tazev. The Shita Mekubesa says it's learned out from Leisachsim Shor B'Dishoy. The Charedim says it's learned out from the Halachta B'Drachov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'racham of HaKol Masav, so too, that's the way we're supposed to be. Bottom line is, that's this Indian of Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. So what's the halacha? What are we paskin? Do we paskin Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa, or do we paskin Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabban? The Rambam, in Hilchas Reitzeach V'Shmiras HaNefesh, it's in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tes, he says as follows, Behemas HaGoy, our Gemara. If you have a behemoth that belongs to a guy, and there was a load on top of it that belonged to a yid, if the guy was the mechamer, he's the one that's riding this animal, you don't have an obligation to get involved. The imlav chayif lifreik v'litoin mishum tzar Yisrael. But if the behema belongs to a Yisrael, or if the Yisrael is the one that's riding it, then you would be obligated to do prika and to do te'ina. And the same is true if the behema belonged to a Yisrael. V'amasu shel goy chayiv lifroy k'filitoin mishum tzar Yisrael. The Rambam says that avada, there's a mitzvah prik and there's a mitzvah tina. But the only time you do that is if there's a yid that's there who right now is bitzar. But if there's no yid that's bitzar, because the behema belongs to a guy, the rider that's there, he's a guy. Everyone right now is over there. There's no chiv prik and there's no chiv tina. Now what's the makar to the Rambam? It's our sugya. But the Rambam brings this halacha sai regarding tina. And say regarding prika, klar, avol behema sagoyu masoy einoy chayev letapobon. Say prika and say teina. Says the vulnagoyin and bir hagra. And this is in Simin Reish Ayin Beis, Ayin Reish Beis, that you see clear that the Rambam Shita is that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan. Because if Tzar Bali Chaim would be the Raisa, then it wouldn't matter that the behemoth belongs to a guy. At the end of the day, you'd be sensitive to the behemoth, right? That was a huge nafka mina in our sugya, where the Tzar B'lechaim is the rice from the Rabbanan. And that is, are you going to be chayef if the behemoth belongs to a guy? If Tzar B'lechaim is the rice, so you have to look at the behemoth. If Tzar B'lechaim is the Rabbanan, then you care about the bala behemoth or the rider of the behemoth. The Rambam says mefurish that if the behemoth belongs to an Oivik Echavim and the rider is an Oivik Echavim, there's no chayef prika, there's no chayef tina. So you say meres, the Rambam Shita says the guy it is that Tzar Bale Chaim is the Rabbanan. But says the Goyin, if that's the case, it's a problem. Because there's another Rambam. And this Rambam is in Hilchah Shabbos. It's in Perek Chof Hei. It's Halacha Chof Vav. Now the background to this Rambam is one Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Taf Kuf Chof Ches on the base. That's where that Rashi that says that the Makar Tetzar Baal Chaim Dei Reis is Ozev Tazev is. The Gemara over there says, Om Rav Yudah Merav, Behemah Shenoflo La'mas Amayim. There's an animal that fell into a stream of water on Shabbos, and the animal couldn't get itself out. Now, for you to take this animal and pull it out is a problem, because an animal's muktzah, so you can't be mishtamish with an animal on Shabbos. Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, maybe karim v'kastos. What you should do is, you should bring karim v'kastos, you should bring pillows, blankets, umaniach tachtel, and put it into the amasa mayim, them also, so that if the animal now is going to be able to step on top of it and emerge from it, it'll be able to emerge. I mean, to take the animal out, that you're not allowed to do. But what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to take karim v'kastos, put them into the masa mayim. It's like this, the animal will have a shtickle stool, it'll be able to work its way out. So the Gemara has a whole pilpul in this memra. I'm skipping. Break the Gemara. Why are you allowed to do this? What happened to the iser to be mevatul kli mehechanoi? So what does that mean? We know there's an iser to make something muktzah on Shabbos. Then this is the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to make something muktzah on Shabbos. Why not? Because if something's muktzah, you're not going to be able to move it. And you can't make something movable immovable. That's a machlokes rishonim. Why? Some rishonim say it's because it's soiser. You're like demolishing this item. Till now it was functional, now it's not functional anymore. It's even though physically you didn't dismantle it, but it's the equivalent thereof. Other rishonim go 180 degrees. It's boina. Because being that you can't move it, so now it's stuck in this place, so it's as if you just erected something, you just built something. But the bottom line is, there's an iser of bitul kli mehechanoi. The Gemara assumes, we're not learning Hilchah Shabbos now, that taking the karm v'kastos and putting it into the stream of water is bitul kli mehechanoi. So frek the Gemara, Amrav Yudam Arav, you're allowed to do this. Why you're allowed to do this? Mevatul kli mehechanoi. And for the Gemara, Sav, Mevatul kli mehechanoi the Rabban. Rav Yudam Arav held that bitul kli mehechanoi is from this the Rabban. Tzar bali chayim doi reis. Whereas the iser, Tzar bali chayim, right now this animal's in pain. That's it in doi reis. For us, doi reis, the dochi the Rabban. And the iser, doi reis, Tzar bali chayim is going to be doicha the Rabbanon of bitul kli mehechani. The Rambam in Hilchah Shabbos brings this halacha. The Rambam says, "Behemish enoflu leboy." If you can help this animal out where it is, that's the best thing. But if not, maybe karim v'kastos umaniach tachteo v'im also. Also, ta'afal pizok the Rambam shemavatul kli mehechanoi shnare mashlicha lebar l'teich hamayim omid the neitzar bali chayim legozer. But being that we're dealing with tzar bali chayim, by tzar bali chayim legozer, freak the goyin. The Gemara says beforeish, why were they not goyzer bitul kli mehechanoi b'mokim tzar bali chayim? Loshen haGemara, because sovar mevatul kli mehechanoi is the rabbanon, and tzar bali chayim is deiraisa, va'osi deiraisa v'dochi the rabbanon. It's all predicated on tzar bali chayim being deiraisa. But the Rambam in Hilchis Reitzeh, Hoshmir, Sanafish, and Perak, Yud Gimel Paskin, that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan. It's afraid to go in, it's a Stiris Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Reitzeh, Hoshmir, Sanafish, and our Sugir, Prikavatina Paskin, Tzar Bali Chaim is the Rabbanan. And over here in Hilchas Shabbos, based on the Gemara, Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches, Paskin, that Tzar Bali Chaim is the Reisna, Luchura, it's a Stiris Rambam, Vitzorachi. It's Ramei Simcha, in Arsameach, in a classic Arsameach. It's right here on this Rambam in Perek Hafei, Hilchah Shabbos. He says a Dover Nifla. He says that although the Lashon of the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Taf Kuf Chav Ches on the base is Tzar Bali Chaim Dei Raisa, but says Ramei Simcha, really that terminology of Tzar Bali Chaim is a Lashon Mushal. It's a borrowed Lashon. And the Gemara does not mean Tzar Bali Chaim Dei Raisa as in the Bava Metzia, Taf Lamed Beis on the base sense. What then does it mean? Says Rami Simcha, we know that on Shabbos, a Yid has a mitzvah to rest. But not only does a Yid have a mitzvah to rest, The pasuk says that animals are supposed to rest as well. It says, even the shor and the chamor is supposed to rest. In other words, the Torah was makbid on Shabbos, not only that the yid should rest, but that the animals should rest as well. Let me read it. Says Rav Meir Simcha in a veinig. Va'kavonehi, de'le'inyan Shabbos chazinon, de'rachmona kopta rak abalichayim she'yishboisu v'yonuchu shorcha v'chamorcha v'chol b'hemtecha. Mishum de'ispu argoshas tzar melocha. V'rotz de'rachmona she'v'shabbos kodesh, lo'hirotz chidish ha'olam, v'ashkochosa yonuchu v'yisangu kol balei nefesh chayim balei argosha. The Kivon says, being that you see, the Torah was makbid that not only should man rest, but the animal should rest as well. And when we say that the animal should rest, it means it shouldn't be bitzar. How do I know that? So it's a Rashi in Chumash, which comes from a Mechilta. Rashi in Chumash says, "Leman yonuach shorcha v'chamo yirecho." Says Rashi, "Tein loy nuyach." You should allow it to rest. Meaning, let it sit out in the field. Great Rashi, let it sit out in the field, that's resting? What does resting mean? Not doing lamatas malachas. If an animal's in the field, what's it going to do? It's going to pluck grass out of the ground. It's going to be koitzer. It's going to do lamatas malachas. Maybe you should lock it up in the house, right? Make sure it doesn't do any work. Amrit, ein zeh niyach. If you're going to take the animal and you're going to lock it up in the house, that's not called resting, elitzar. That's called being mitzayer the animal. In other words, state da, in the mitzvah of l'man yonuach, sharcha v'cham ayirecha, that it has to be tein loy niyach. You can't be mitzayer. So Rameh Simcha says, that avada in Hilchah Shabbos, when we talk about tzar balichayim, it's lav davka the isa tzar balichayim, the iraisa, which is learned out from Aloch l'mayish Sinai, which is learned out from Azev Tazoy, which is learned out from there's a separate din of tzar balechayim deiraisa. It's a lashon mushal that you see the Torah was marked, but the Torah warns that the animal should also not be bitzar. That you want it to rest. The half of the Rambam shita is tzar balechayim is the rabbanon. Like the goyin was meichiach from the Rambam, and then the vilchas ritzach for shmiras hanefesh. Aye, how could the Rambam pask in tzar balechayim deiraisa that you let it do bitter? For the Gemara was toiler that in Tzar Balechayim Deiraisa. The Teretz is because that's on Shabbos. And on Shabbos is another din Tzar Balechayim Deiraisa. And that is the Torah was makbid that the animal shouldn't be bitzar, and that obligates us to make sure that we fulfill the rots in our Torah and we don't get in the way. We don't obstruct. And we make sure that the animal is going to be able to be menucha. Not out the four reasons that we spoke at in our sugya, but out the and that in Tzar Balechayim Deiraisa, Sakra Meir Simcha, the Rambam Paskin. No, it's a Stiris HaRambam, it's true. Sugyas, Tzar Balechayim Derabonon, based on Bava Metzil Lamed, based on Tzar Balechayim Deiraisa, based on Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches. Same Loshin, Aval Ein Zeh Elo Loshin Mushal, says Rav Meir Simcha. It's not the same din. One is Mitzad the Isser, to be Mitzayer, an animal, and the other one is Mitzad the fact that you're taking away the Menucha of the animal. And the animal is required and obligated to show the Chiddush HaOlam and the Chiddush HaBriya just like man is, and that's why the Rambam, although we paskin be'etzem Tzar Balechayim D'Rabban and Hilchah Shabbos, he paskin that Tzar Balechayim is D'Raisa. But Zokri made a simcha one more knetch, and that is that really, I think my understanding of L'man Yonuach Sharcha V'Chamay Recha, that the Torah wants animals to rest, animals have Hargoshas HaTzar, and the Torah doesn't want the animal to be bitzar on Shabbos, just like the Torah doesn't want us to be bitzar on Shabbos. Could be. That's only if you hold Shvisas Kelim is mutter. If you hold Shvisas Kelim is aser, could be we're not reading this properly. We know this Machloikis B'Shan B'Shil at the end of the first parak in the Sechta Shabbos, whether a person's Kelim have to rest on Shabbos or not. B'Shil says no. That's why you could have a functional house on Shabbos. Beis Shammai says, yeah, just like you have to rest on Shabbos, your kelim have to rest on Shabbos as well. Says Rameh Simcha. If Shvisas kelim is also like Beis Shammai, what are you going to tell me? That on Shabbos the Torah wants that kelim should also rest? Because kelim have hargoshas atzar, and we want that they should be in a state of menucha, makes no sense. So what then is the geder advarim of Shvisas kelim on Shabbos? Obviously, the Torah wants you to rest. And what the Torah is telling you is, I want you to rest, come to a complete halt, make a short stop. Meaning, you don't do malacha, your animals shouldn't be doing malacha, your kelim shouldn't be doing malacha, because if your animals are going to do malacha and your kelim are going to do malacha, then you know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're not really resting, and you're going to be tarud in your malacha. And as a result, it's going to be a chisarin in your resting. But says Rav Meir Simcha, if that's the case, then it's mistabra. It's not just true for kelim; it's true for animals as well. Meaning, I'm saying the chiddush says Rav Meir Simcha that l'man yonuach sharcha d'chamer yirecha. The Torah wants that the shayr and the chamer should rest, just like the Torah wants we should rest. The Torah wants the shayr and the chamer to rest. It makes sense on some level. They have hergeshim. They feel pain. There's a sugya of tzar balichaim. The sugya we're learning right now. So you hear it. But tzedakah Rav Meir Simcha, I'm only going to say this chiddush if you hold shvisas kelim as mutter. Because if you hold shvisas kelim as aser, then you're anyways muchrach to say that when the Torah wants you to rest, it means not just you rest, everything underneath you should rest as well. So if it's true for your kelim, then it's going to be true for your shor and the chamar, and there's no hechrich anymore to say that l'man yonuach shorcha v'chamirechas mitzad the shor and the chamar. Right? That's what Rav Meir Simcha says. Since Rav Meir Simcha, l'fizeh, you can be miyashiv, a kasha that bothers me very, very badly. And that is, there's another Gemara, one more Gemara, Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara talks about Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa de Rabbanu. That's Negei Hilcha Shabbos. It's the Gemara at the very, very end of the Masechta. Kuf Nun Dalud Amid Beis. The Gemara tells a story. Chamoyro Shal Rabbi Gamliel Hoysa Tuna Dvash. The Chamoy Rabbi Gamliel was carrying honey. For the Rotzal the Farka Ad Maitzah Shabbos. And the load was really, really heavy on the animal. And Rabbi Gamliel had an opportunity to unload it, but he refused to do so until Maitzah Shabbos. Maitzah Shabbos, he comes back after Shabbos, says Rabbi Gamliel, and he saw that his animal died. Mesa. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why couldn't Rabbi Gamliel do it? Gemara fires away. But Nantanan Noitel Kalim, and he told him, Tvash is not muktzah, right? You could eat honey on Shabbos. So you dip the challah in the honey, you dip the apple in the honey. It's not muktzah. So why is that a problem? Gemara asks Akasha Hidbish. It was already sour. Because it was sour, it was not roi lachilo, so therefore it was already muktzah. But the Gemara says, once if it was spoiled, so why was he even carrying it? Lixisa the gamli, because you can use it as a medication to put on the abrasions on the animal. Fake the Gemara, there was another eight. So why didn't he just like loosen up the ropes and let it all fall? So the Gemara says, had he done that, then the honey would have fallen to the ground and it would have all ruined. So the Gemara says, okay, there was an Eitzah. He could have brought Karim Vekastos and he should have put it underneath it. Just bring Karim Vekastos. So the Gemara says, he couldn't have done that. Because if he would have brought the Karim Vekastos, when the honey would have fallen on the Karim Vekastos, it would have soiled the Karim Vekastos and he would have been over on Bittul Kli Mehechana. And he didn't want to be Mevatul Kli Mehechana. Frank the Gemara, for you could Tzar Balichayim. What do you mean? Tzar Balichayim? There's no Bittul Kli Mehechana when it comes to Tzar Balichayim. Zok the Gemara, Kosova Tzar Balichayim the Rabbanon. Oh, Rabbi Gamliel knows that Tzar Balichayim is the Rabbanon. Right, this Gemara is mamish the inverse of the other Gemara. Kuf Chav Chesam and Beis, you do Bittul Kli Mehechana for Tzar Balichayim because Tzar Balichayim is the Raisa. Rabbi Gamliel held Tzar Balichayim is the Rabbanon, so he didn't want to do Bittul Kli Mehechana for Tzar Balichayim. Frank the Meir Simcha, this Gemara is in Masechta Shabbos. We're talking about Hilcha Shabbos. I just told you a Yisoid. When Sukkum to Shabbos, everybody else Tzar Balichayim is the Raisa. Snevos Achti Gemara Kosover Tzar Balichayim is the Rabbanon. As I think Ramei Simcha, but Ramei Simcha says the Teretz is half of a fella because there's a Gemara in the end of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos with Gemara talks about different machloikisim to Bisham Beis Hilcha Shabbos. Specifically, that is the mission of Shvisas Kelim. One of the halachas is Bishamai says you're not allowed to give hides to a tanner, and you can't give clothing to a launderer that's a non-Jew unless you know for sure that he's going to do it before Shabbos. Otherwise, it's not okay. Beis Hillel says it's fine. Amar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon Gamliel said, Noyag in hoyu beis abba. My father's minig was, Shayu nois and kli lovam, the koyves nachri shloit shayom and koydim l'shabbos. They were very sensitive, they were very careful as it relates to this halach. This is the Mishnah of Shvisas Kelim. Rab Shimon Gamliel said that even though Beis Hillel says, you don't have to worry about this halacha, he says, but my father's minig was that he was worried. Who is Rab Shimon Gamliel's father? Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel l'shitasai in who holds here in this Mishnah like Beis Shammai that Shvisas Kelim is aser. If Shvisas Kelim is aser, said Rav Meir Simcha, I don't have a shtickle Torah. My whole shtickle Torah that is an inyan of Tzar Balichayim on Shabbos is based on the Maya Nuach Sharka v'Chamei Recha. That's all true if you hold Shvisas Kelim is mutter. So the Torah cares about the Shor and the Chamar, not about the Keli. Obviously, it's not about you. It's about the Shor and the Chamar. Tein lo Nuach, Tein zan Nuach el Tzar. Also, there's an inyan of Tzar Balichayim day rise if it's a kum to Shabbos. But Rav Meir Simcha spoke out that if you hold Shvisas Kelim is also, there's no hechrich to say that. Whose sheet is that? It's Shitas Beis Shammai. It's also Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. So Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel noyeg in Hayu Beis Abba. Who is his father? It's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is Shitasoy. In Shabbos, Kufnan Dal Ramad Beis, he can hold Sabba L'chaim is the Rabbon and Afilo on Shabbos. The whole Yisoid of why Shabbos would be different, is based on the fact that on Shabbos there's an inyan of Tzar B'lechaim al Slaman Yonuach Shorcha V'cham Yirecho. That's only true in the world of Shvisas Kelim is Mutter. Oh, but Rav Shimon Gamliel, we held like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds Shvisas Kelim is Osir. Then there's no Tzar B'lechaim Deiraisa. Then it's Hodor Dina. It's totally in the regular sugya of Tzar B'lechaim Deiraisa. Tzar B'lechaim Derabbanan. Gamliel held Tzar B'lechaim is Derabbanan. And that's why it made no nafgamina if this was on Shabbos, whether this was not on Shabbos. Either way, there's a little bit more to Rameir Simcha. Beis Hashem will save this for tomorrow. But what's the Yisoid today? The Yisoid for today is that we have, number one, Tzar B'lechaim Deiraisa. What's the Makar? We didn't know Tzar B'lechaim Deiraisa. The Ritva says in our Suya Lochem Moish Mesinai, Rashi Kuf Chav Ches Amad Beis says that it's learned out from Azov Tazov. The Raiba that the Shita B'kavetzes brings says it's learned out from Loi Sachs and Shabadisha. And the Charedim says, V'alachta B'drochav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachum not only on people, but V'rachum of HaKol Masav. So too, we have a Chiv Rachum of HaKol Masav. What's the Halacha Al-Kaponim? As it relates to the Shita Sarambam, the Goyin says, Astiris Sarambam. The Rambam, the end of Hilchas Ritzech, Shmir Sanefesh, Paskins is no mitzvah preacher by the behem of a Goy. That's the Raya Tzar B'lechaim is the Rabbanim. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos in Perek Chav Hey says that you're allowed to be mevatu kli mehechonu if it's Tzar B'lechaim, and the Gemara is toiled that in two places, in Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches and in Shabbos Kuf Mandalot. It's Tzar B'lechaim deraisa. The Rabbanim, you see the Rambam all Tzar B'lechaim deraisa. Stiris Rambam says the Goyim v'tzarichin. Rameir Simcha says kedarka yotavar nishpla a blitz. He says it could be there's two sugas of Tzar B'lechaim. This the sugi of Tzar B'lechaim that's negeya throughout the year, and then there's the Tzar B'lechaim that's Negeya on Shabbos. Tzar B'lechaim, that's totally in all these different reasons. The either Rambam Paskin, Tzar B'lechaim, Derabbanan. So what's Negeya, the laws of Prika, Tzar B'lechaim, Derabbanan. But Shabbos is a whole different Indian. Because on Shabbos, a Yid is supposed to rest. And not only is a Yid supposed to rest, but L'man Yonuach, Shorcha V'chama Yirecha. The Shor and the Chamor also rest. And like Rameya Simcha says, because the Eibishter wanted that even the Shor and the Chamor on Shabbos should be made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Zeichel HaMaiseh Bereishis is not only true for the Yid, it's true for the Shor and the Chamor as well. And if that's the case, the Torah said L'man Yonuach, you can't be Mitzayir like the Mechilta says. Ein Zeh Neyoch El Tzar. The antithesis of Menucha is Tzar. And if that's the case, you can't be Mitzayir an animal on Shabbos because you're going Keneged the Kpeda of the Torah, which was that the animal should rest. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbos Paskins, Tzar B'lechaim is Deiraisa.